Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois.
For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are talking about World Cup soccer. And I don't want to get any soccer slash football fans' hopes too far up. I'm not actually going to talk about sports. I don't really know soccer that well, but a piece of good news that sort of follows global sporting events around is how amazing Japanese fans are as they travel the world following their teams. Case in point, Japanese fans at this year's World Cup. This fan base very famously cleans up after themselves, leaving a spotless stadium, at least in the sections where they were sitting. I read a few articles, and from what I can see, this really hit the global stage at the World Cup in 1998, and has since become a bit of a tradition. It's extremely heartwarming to see. It's thoughtful and kind, and apparently a single Japanese phrase helps to explain it. Tatsu tori ato wo nigosazu. I took a shot at it. It translates to a bird leaves nothing behind. I also saw a translation, the water remains still after a bird takes flight. No matter what, that phrase sort of points towards leave it the way you found it, which to me sounds like camping recommendations, pack out what you pack in. But in this case, it seems to echo other parts of Japanese culture. I didn't know this, but I read about this in an Associated Press article. Many Japanese elementary schools don't have janitors, so students are responsible for cleaning up, and it becomes part of the school day. And I think also, maybe somewhat famously, there aren't a lot of public trash cans in Japan for a number of reasons. So it's more traditional for people to take their trash home. That's one theory. A sociologist might point to a different cultural focus, the collective versus the individual. Or it may just be a byproduct of soccer branding in Japan that puts a stronger emphasis on fans being part of the club and sort of everyone being representative of the soccer team. At the end of the day, Japanese fans have a wonderful reputation for leaving stadiums as clean or cleaner than they found it. And that's a pretty good reputation to have. That is the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.